Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
It hadn't been forgotten, I Joe.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. It's the only way I get to win, or we get to win as a whole. Seriously. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I do appreciate the time that you're involved, that you're engaged, that you're asking questions. No, really. Sincerely. Some of you in the chat room, you know, you guys are great. Especially, there's a lot of you that are here constantly, all the time. I so much appreciate that. Then I don't feel all alone. No, seriously, I really do appreciate the time you guys interact. Some of you donate on a regular basis. You know, thank you, thank you, thank you. I really do appreciate it. And there's so much, so many good shows out there. I'm not the only one. I'm probably one of the best, but there's a lot of good shows out there you need to be listening to. You need to get information from. And then that way there, truly, you'll be able to discuss, talk with, push back on people that might be on the other side of an issue. Not so much the aisle, because as you just heard, sometimes Rick and I might come after something a little differently. We're both conservative Republicans. Although he probably would consider me more of a libertarian. But in all sincerity, you've got to get informed. So you actually have a clue as to what you need to do. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, and truly simply be part of the conversation. All right. You know, some of these stories are just so, you just sit there and say, this can't be happening. This can't be real. You'll have to be playing with me. But I'm not. Four comedians were canceled from Seattle Comedy Club after complaints from local progressives. Because they can't handle anything. Anything that makes them feel even a little bit bad, they got to go hide under the desk, right? So four comedians were canceled. They were prevented from performing at the Seattle Comedy Club. The organization said that local community members complained. Nah, they weren't local. You should have checked every one of them. And you would find out not true. Now, Dave Smith, Louis Gomez, Jim Florentine, and Kurt Metzger, they were canceled by the Capitol Hill Comedy Bar in Seattle. Now, Florentine is the one that shared the email to let people know what was going on. After careful consideration and discussion with our team, investors, and local comedians, and the neighborhood advocacy groups, we're encountered a challenging situation. It requires us to revisit our planned shows. Now, Capitol Hill is known for its progressive values, and we've received significant feedback expressing concern about the alignment. Well, I have to ask the question. Did anybody think to go out and listen to even 5 minutes of each one of these comics? Any one of them? They're going to say, well, this decision was not made lightly. We want to ensure it does not reflect on your talent. And the, look at even here they're being squishy. Right? Even here they're sitting back. Well, let me see. How do we tell them we don't want them? We can't have them because they go against everything we stand for. But we don't want them to feel bad. I don't even know what to do with that. Seriously. And this is what happens when you let the lunatics run the asylum. Anyhow, the decision was not made lightly. They go, they do the whole foo-foo thing, right? The club also promised that it would refund guests who already purchased tickets. And it wrote that it believes in the art of comedy and the art of comedy, the diverse perspectives it brings, except for these guys. I mean, that's what they're saying, isn't it? The committee spoke out on social media in an interview after their gig had been canceled. He said, I guess I need to clean up my act. My comedy shows in Seattle are canceled. But he went on to say, look, I got to say, this is too funny not to immediately put on blast. One of the comedians wrote, right? He said, also, am I mistaken that this club is in Seattle's historic Chaz district? Right? I mean, seriously. He said, for the fun I'm about to have with this on Twitter, after I take a quick break, right? And this is, again, now this is, for some of you who don't know, this is the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone, also known as Chaz, right? It was a six-block area that activists seized in the wake of George Floyd's death, somehow smashing on the windows and ruining stores and stealing stuff from inside the stores would make up for George Floyd's death. Would drive home a point, still haven't figured out what that point was. I don't think anybody has actually figured out what that point was. Right? Now, are they idiots for booking us? Said one comedian. And then unbooking us? It's a dumb move. Is my former agent an idiot for booking me at a super woke progressive venue? Look at the entire lineup. You would honestly say they joke about everything. They have no filters. And yeah, his booking agent probably should have known better. Anyway, probably some jealous liberal comic who was mad that they were sold out and they could never get it sold out. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, and you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Joe McKinney, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I mean that sincerely. I always appreciate the time you're spending with us here on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and all that fun stuff. MyPillow.com. Head over to MyPillow.com. Promo code Joe will help you. Seriously, in all seriousness, get it. If you go to MyPillow.com, you stop spending money at those places that can't stand you. They can't stand what you stand for. They want nothing to do with you. And you keep going there and buying stuff. All right? Really. Don't do it. Just try MyPillow.com. Use promo code Joe. You'll save anywhere from 30 to 70%. And on top of it, you get quality product that you can send back, and I think it's 90 days now, or maybe be 120 days for some items. But you don't know until you get over there. You don't know until you go there and take a look and truly see what's going on, truly see what's happening. All right, a couple of hot items in the news. I think you've heard this one already. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp, he's demanding answers from Biden on the Lake and Riley suspected killers. And today, you know, again, he's like, answers. When are you going to lock up our border? When are you going to stop this? This is the rash of crimes. If you take a look at the rash of crimes that are taking place, people that are being beaten up, the majority of these, the vast majority, whether you like it or not, are the illegals coming over. It's just that simple. Right? Check it out yourself. I am not going to babysit you guys. Check it out yourself. Because when I pull this stuff up and hand it to you, you give me 27 reasons why this isn't right. You go look it up. And stop, you know, if you're really going to be honest, you really want an honest answer, don't go to the sites that agree with you. Go to the sites that disagree with you and poke holes in their logic, poke holes in their facts. So Republican Georgia Governor Brian Kemp, he's demanding answers from the White House after the killing of a 22-year-old nursing student. I mean, sweet girl, going to school, think about this, going to school to help others. The letter came as a 26-year-old Jose Antonio Ibarra was charged as a suspect in the murder. Three ICE and DHS sources told the news source that Ibarra is a Venezuelan national who crossed illegally into El Paso, Texas in September of 2022. He was released into the U.S. via parole. Now, Kemp addressed the letter to President Biden. He was seeking clarification, demanding the White House secure the southern border so we don't keep having our kids getting massacred like this. Kids, old people, whatever. You're seeing this violence rise like we've never seen it before. Frankly, Mr. President, your continued silence in response to these reasonable requests is outrageous. The American people deserve to know who is illegally entering our country. Due to your administration's failures, and what risk challenges every state must now face. Oh my. I mean, look at what's happening here, right? And more people now, even Democrats, are stepping up and going, you know, Joey B, you've got to close the border. This is ridiculous. Anyway, and he's got to post it up on Twitter. In the letter, Kemp sought information on Ibarra's current immigration status and why the administration has allegedly underscored the urgency of sharing the suspect's immigration status. Now, why was the administration not made aware of the asylum claims, subsequent release of an illegal resident who presented fraudulent identification? What is wrong with this administration? Look, came here illegally, committed crime, showed fraudulent identification, and then let out on bail. Right? That simple. And then the police in Georgia can't get any information. Why? And what additional information does your administration possess regarding these individuals and the circumstances of their entry into the country? We need info to be able to process this young man or young animal, whatever. Kemp emphasized how his administration was forced to rely on unofficial sources and leaks to media outlets for information on Ibarra rather than ICE and DHS. They wouldn't give them. Usually it's the state saying you're not going to work with ICE or DHS. But not here. No. This is the federal government telling you that they're not going to work with you. What the heck is that all about? Right? Give it some I thought they were supposed to protect us. At least, I know. I'm such a Pollyanna, right? I'm sitting here thinking the federal government is supposed to work with us. Federal government's supposed to make it better. Federal government should be helping us jail these people, not helping them get out. Seriously. Kemp emphasized how his administration was forced to rely on officials. Why? Aren't they all supposed to be working together? Aren't we all supposed to be working together to keep it safe? I don't even know where to go with this to get my frustration out. He said the answers to Ibarra's immigration status must be provided publicly as soon as possible. He's right. There's no reason to hide this anymore. We know they're here illegally. While media reports surrounding the case have relied on sources and leaks from your own federal agencies, he said. Leaks. These are federal legal agencies, law enforcement agencies. Why can't they get the info they need? Why won't you share? What are you afraid of? Right? No, come on. I mean, if they got the proper, I've always said this, if they've got the proper product, if they know what they're doing, and they've got the right answer, put it out there. Let us all see it. You know, have the guts to put it out there and say, yep, this is what we're doing. I don't care. You don't like it. We believe it works. We're not backing off. Period. Right? That simple. 855-ROAD-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. And these tragedies, you know, think about something. It's not unique to Georgia. Texas, well, it's actually happening all over the country. Not in any one given place. Joe Messina, your host. A lot more coming up after the break. We will be right back.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S.
USA News Update. Authorities report that the individual accused in the killing of a University of Georgia student is an illegal immigrant with a prior criminal record. Jose Ibarra was apprehended in connection with the homicide of 22-year-old Lakin Riley. The remains were discovered last week in a wooded area near the university. President Biden is scheduled to visit the U.S.-Mexico border on Thursday. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said the president intends to encourage Republicans to reconsider the border deal brokered by a bipartisan group of senators.
Stop playing politics and to provide the funding needed for additional U.S. Border Patrol agents, more asylum officers, fentanyl detection technology, and more.
House GOP members do not believe the bill goes far enough. The Federal Trade Commission has filed a lawsuit seeking to stop the merger between grocery giants Kroger and Albertsons. The FTC says the proposed merger could lead to increased consumer prices. John Schaefer, USA News.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was worried.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
Now it's always fun. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Got involved, got engaged. Yeah, I did get involved. I engage with people all the time. You need to also get the facts and then engage. No reason why you shouldn't. You know, I'm nothing to be afraid. If you have the facts, you have absolutely nothing to be afraid of. If you don't have the facts, and you're shooting from the hip, and that's a problem. Right? Well, let me finish real quick. You know, I mean, you've got the governor from Georgia telling the White House they want explanations of how this killer got was allowed to be released into the country, killed Lakin Riley. The sad part about this, right, is that even the Democrats, rank-and-file Democrats, who duly, truly agree that Joey B. could do something about this, should do something, they'll still vote for him. They'll still vote for the Dems that are slowing it down, that won't help pass these laws. It makes absolutely no sense. I mean, truly. And, you know, here the governor, Governor Kemp, is like, asking the White House, what are you doing? Why can't we share information? Why can't you engage? Because they're not. They're not giving them the info they need to round these people up or to make sure they at least keep an eye on them. Right? That's why now some of these governors from inland states are sending the National Guard to the southern border, to Texas. And frankly, right now what's happening at the southern border is, as the Texas border is getting tighter and tighter and tighter, guess where they're going? Governor Newsom, come on down. Come on, you know, yeah, join with us. God. The White House insisted on Friday that the House Republicans stand in the way of the solution of what Biden calls a broken immigration system, immigration for the past several months. We've worked with Republican senators and Democrats in the Senate to come up. No. You're wrong. You're lying. Because your mindset is simply to give the president total control of what goes on at the border, which technically he already has. But he wants to throw it on us. And this is how disingenuous this is. How many times has the Democrats have control of the House, the Senate, and the presidency in the last 30 or 40 years? Majority of the time, 80, 85% of the time, they've had control. If this was a problem, wouldn't they have fixed it a while back? I'm just asking. Put your rocks down. It's a fair question. Right? Shouldn't be that hard to figure out. So if they've had control and they saw it as important, so why don't you Democrats, rank and file Democrats, hold their feet to the fire? You're so sure you're going to win this next time around. Just listen to Nancy Pelosi. She'll tell you. You got states that are totally controlled by Democrats now, like California. And you got California people screaming about the immigration issue, the border issue, and yet that governor come in, can't track them, love to have them, giving them, free health care. Send them in the opposite direction. Right? They'd have to come up through, what is it, New Mexico? Arizona, whatever. Just never stops. Anyway, none of them want to fix this. And if the Republicans get control or are able to do something with it, this is exactly what they need to do. They need to put these bills, one-item bills, on the table so there's no more conversation between what the differences are and why we're not voting this and why we're not passing that. And this is no. Stop it. One bill. Secure the border. Bang. Right? Send money to Ukraine for this. Bang. Not that I want to, but I'm saying that's the way you do it. And this guy should have never been in the streets. Right? This guy should never have been in the streets. Never have been allowed to roam the streets to kill someone. Just amazing. And some of you are sitting there still going, yeah, but I don't trust Republicans. Okay. It's going to work out well for you. Glad to hear it. Oh, let's see what we got. Any good ones? Oh, there you go. A judge said today that Nathan Wade's divorce lawyer must testify in relationship with Fulton County DA Fannie Willis. So the hearing will start again on Tuesday, which is what it needs to do. The judge presiding over the Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis's case, he's announced that the former law partner, Nathan Wade, who she is alleged to have had an intimate relationship with, will have to testify in court. Now, they've already been caught lying about this. I don't know if you guys caught this. She's got one heck of an attitude, but she's already been caught lying about this. About when the relationship happened, how long it was. The little communications that she had with him until we found, 11,000 text messages? Now, she lied under oath. You think she'll go to jail? You think they'll do anything with her? Or to her? No, they won't. You know it as well as I do. Anyway, because we do have a two-tiered, maybe even a three-tiered legal system. Bradley is a former law partner of Nathan Wade's, and his former divorce attorney. Now, the defense counsel claimed that has direct knowledge that the D.A. Willis and Special Prosecutor Nathan Wade's relationship started before he was hired. This would be a big deal. The judge's decision comes after an in-camera hearing Monday, which will be kept under seal, after the judge had previously said it appeared that Bradley may have been misusing his attorney-client privilege. Now, the local news source was also told that, as for the data from Nathan Wade's cell phone, Trump's lawyers are trying to get this entered into evidence. The judge said that he'll take the issue up this Friday. We'll see what happens with it. I mean, again, think about all these things that went on ahead of time. You know, according to people inside, they said that it showed 35 visits to Wade to their to her neighborhood before he was hired. But he testified under oath that he never did visit her. So which is it? And if he lied under oath in a courtroom situation, why isn't he being disbarred? Right? Why isn't he held in contempt of court? I don't understand. Well, I do understand it, and I know why. And again, I say to Dems and liberals, you wonder why guys like me don't trust. We don't believe for a minute that the system is fair to both sides. Because it's not true. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. Got to be part of the solution. Right? Once you become part of the solution, things become easier for all of us. You help all of us succeed. That's the thing I find amazing, is I don't think you really understand the good you can do as a whole if you engage. You don't have to turn any of them. They don't have to, you know, jump ship and become Republicans. I don't care. I mean, the walk away movement is great. They've got it figured out. All right, you ready for this one? You know, the bleeding hearts? You know, right? Okay. Nearly half of all young voters won't pay more than $10 a month. Well, you'll have to come back to find out why. Joe was your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hey! Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million-dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Really that simple. I mean that sincerely. Can't be that hard. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with me. All right, let me get back to this because this is like really interesting. So I don't know if you know, nearly half of all young voters, you know, they, I love this. They want to fight climate change. You got to fix climate change. You ruin our planet. There'll be nothing for us in 10 years, 12 years, 5 years, 4 years, whatever it is. There'll be nothing for us. Well, kind of, sort of. Half of all young voters won't pay more than $10 per month to fight climate change. Right? Now, remember that Biden and team are pushing this climate change thing like big time. Right? And he's talking about how bad it is. It's going to wipe out the planet. You'll have no place to stay. You won't be able. It won't matter that you have a house or not. You'll have no place to stay. It'll be too hot. People will be dying. There's no water. You know about all this. You hear it on a regular basis. I hear it. You hear it. So in all seriousness, he's in trouble, Biden. Because if you can't get the young uns to buy into this, who's going to fall for it? Because the older folks aren't. Well, some are. I think some that, what's his name? like Rick went to Woodstock, smoked way too much of the grass that was floating around. You know what I'm saying? But the U.S. is facing, what, a nuclear threat from Putin? And Biden says climate change is the top concern. Seriously? 20% of 18 to 24-year-olds say they wouldn't pay a nickel on climate change. Because they don't know how that's going to fix anything. Nearly half of all young voters are not willing to pay more than $10 a month to fight climate change. Less than half, 45% of the youngest crop of voters, age 18 to 34, would be willing to spend $10 or less per month to help out. One of five, 20% in the same age bracket, responded that they would not pay anything at all according to the poll results. Results were similar among voters aged 25 to 34, which may be a wake-up call for President Joe Biden. Because he is stuck. The record keeps skipping to call climate change the most pressing threat facing America today. The findings are surprising, right? Considering young voters, they always cite climate change as their top political issue. Right? The left says it's a motivator for them to come out and vote. So Joey B's putting climate change at the very top of his list. My understanding with American voters, I don't think it's number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, or 9. Number 1's the economy. Number 2 is illegal immigration. Right? Now, when Biden said it's the last existential threat to a small group of donors, he was in California. So they were all on his page, of course. We have a crazy SOB like that guy Putin and others that were always worried about nuclear conflict. This is nothing new. But climate change is bad, and it's gotten worse. Now, a poll from CRC Research recently found that most voters would not want to spend over $120 of their own money on climate change annually. Yeah, you heard me. Annually. It's just amazing. When they did the poll, I think this is hilarious. Let me see. 42% of the people who took the poll said they wouldn't spend a nickel on it. 18% said $1 to $10. 8% said $11 to $20. 5% $21 to $30. Right, 31 to $40 equaled 1%. They're not interested. Now, they want to spend government money. What they don't realize is when they approve that to spend government money, this is great. Because it's their money. It's coming out of their taxes. It's added to the bill. You know what I mean? Now, CSC research, think about it, poll shows that although younger voters may be passionate about the topic, they don't want to spend any of their own money. Seriously. Despite claims they're leading the charge on climate change, turns out young people are actually just sheep in wolf's clothing. Think about it. Either you want to do it, you want to pay for it, you want, no. No, put your money where your mouth is. They demand climate action, but demand someone else pay for it. This is so true. So common, actually. CRC research survey also found that 26% of 25 to 35-year-old voters would not be willing to pay anything to combat climate change. Shock. Surprised. Dismayed. Not really. But the number increases when factoring in older voters. When combining all ages, 42% said they would pay nothing to fight climate change. 18% said they would spend up to $10 a month. That's $120 a year, right? But only 7% of the 1,600 total respondents in the online survey would be willing to commit more than $100 a month. Yeah, see, they got you guys bullpuckied. They can't do anything with that kind of money. They can't do anything anyway with the $1 billion they're asking for. It doesn't work that way. And it won't stop until you put the right people in there. I have no problem with you trying to clean up the air. I have no problem with you, you know, trying to get the automakers, airplane makers, what have you, to make cleaner burning fuel or make engines that'll burn cleaner. That all makes sense. That's all pretty cool. But go back to the days, you know, what we were going to have, remember? The ozone layer was going to be gone. Well, that never left. And no, it wasn't because of anything we did or didn't do. Right? The ice caps were going to be gone. This was going to be gone. There were going to be no polar bears left. That's why we don't believe them. They cry wolf so often that you never know what to believe or not believe, for that matter. Right? I mean, it's not just us saying it out for no reason. You really don't know. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really appreciate the time that you're spending with me here on the air. In the chat room, texting and tweeting and truly being, you know, part of the conversation. And it's always, it really, always curious when I hear these things. Where do they get the information? Right? Where do they get their information on these issues and topics and what have you? You know, remember how everything was going to be gone like in 10 years? There's going to be nothing for you to look forward to. You know, I got a clip here. I'd love to play it. It's really, 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 really short. And I know what's going to happen. There you go. Yeah.
There would be another ice age within 10 years. And in the 90s, it would be the ozone layer that would be gone within 10 years. And in the 2000s, it'll be the ice caps gone in 10 years. Now, none of these actually happened, but don't worry. They all resulted in higher taxes. Now, don't forget to pay your carbon taxes, which are going up again on April 1st because of climate change. Did you know that in the 1960s they told us oil would be gone in 10 years? And in the 1970s they told us there'd be another ice age within 10 years. And in the 90s it would be the ozone layer that would be gone within 10 years. And in the 2000s it'll be the ice caps gone in 10 years.
There seems to be a common theme here. I think the decade mark seems to get people wrong. But none of those things are gone. Don't you remember? None of them are gone. And so, why should we believe you? Why should we keep spending money? Look, the young people have, good, bad, or indifferent, they have more access to information than we ever did. If I wanted to go look this stuff up, I would have to go to the library, or the library, as some of us say. I'd have to go to the library and look it up. I'd have to go to the library and find out how true they were being with me. Now I just go to the internet, because everything on the internet is true. So, I mean, seriously, think about it. Oh, God bless America. I mean, I'm grateful for some of the information we can get our hands on. Not grateful for all of it, just some of it. And you know what? Teach your kids. Teach your nieces and nephews. Teach the people around you, your grandsons, granddaughters. They trust you. They listen to you. They trust you. God bless, guys. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back here with me tomorrow. You're listening to the Joe Mancini Show.